astrophysicist and media personality Neil deGrasse Tyson was in central New York this week, talking to audiences about the most recent discoveries in space. Between speeches, he spoke with WRVO's Gino Gerentino about how innovation impacts the future, how space exploration relates to STEM learning, and the role of science in American mainstream culture. In 2014, Tyson will host the show Cosmos on Fox, a reboot of the Carl Sagan program.
Can you talk a little bit about some of those advancements in both space and in science you feel are the most important for not only New York, but for the country in general?
It would be inherently short-sighted to specify an advance that we think would come or that we might want. The most fertile research environments are those where there's the freedom to explore wherever the frontier is. And that frontier could be in any discipline, but provided there's enough cross-pollination among discoveries, you can arrive at extraordinarily potent new understandings of not only deep questions like where are we in this universe and where are we going, but technological solutions, biological solutions, chemical solutions to problems that have challenged us over the generations.
So really, astrophysics and chemistry and technology can all work together in kind of an interdisciplinary nature?
Well, astrophysics in particular, let me broaden that to just space exploration in general. When we go rummage the soils of Mars, I kind of want a geologist next to me. And if I'm going to be looking for life, I want a biologist next to me. And if I'm going to talk to a space station parked in orbit, I need the mechanical engineers, the structural engineers, the aerospace engineers who might have built the thing. The exploration of space is STEM writ large. It's essentially the entire portfolio of science, technology, engineering, and math manifest every day a discovery is made. When you look at the way that the Apollo program had stoked the entire technological culture of our nation at the time, it was all about tomorrow. And tomorrow that you dream comes about by the creativity of the scientists, technologists, and engineers of the present.
Being on a national channel of huge network, I mean, this has to really elevate the whole idea of using science as this building block to create conversation and to create a debate.
Well, I'm not alone in this exposure. When you add up the viewership of the number one sitcom on television, which is The Big Bang Theory, all their banter among themselves is basically accurate physics and accurate engineering, the whiteboard that surround each room. They have accurate equations on it. Those producers care enough to want to get that correct, and they're wrapping it in a comedic frame. That's brilliant, and I'm very happy for them. CSI, in all of its incarnations, has real people, actors portraying real, believable human beings who are scientists, not the wire-haired, lab-coat-donning, socially inept scientists behind the test tube. Science, in this last decade, has become mainstream. And when it mainstreams, it has access to all the nooks and crannies of pop culture. And therefore, it's not science being held up on a pedestal. It is the recognition that science is all around you at all times.
That was astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson speaking with WRVO's Gino Gerentino.